The Gemara in Daf Chavez and Medalf is trying to figure out how many aliyahs you have in the Tainas Tzibur. And B'Sei Chadvarim, the Gemara brings down a Maisa that happened with Rav. The Gemara says that Toshma de Rav Ikla Lebavel B'Tainas Tzibur. Rav came to Bavel during the Tainas Tzibur. Kam Kar B'Sifra, he got up and he got an aliyah. Pasuch Baruch, he made a bracha before his aliyah. Chasim V'loi Baruch. But after the aliyah was over, he did not make a bracha. So the Gemara says that Michti, Rav Yisrael Kara, Rav we know was not a Kari, not a Levi, so obviously the Aliyah he got was the Aliyah of Yisrael, he got Shlishi. So my time of Chasim Loi Baruch, why did he not make a bracha after his Aliyah? La Mishum Dubai Lemiki Achrina Basrei, doesn't that mean, isn't it because somebody else was getting an Aliyah afterwards, and therefore he didn't have to make a bracha after the Aliyah, because there was a Revi, and that would be a Raya that there are four Aliyahs during the Tanis Zibur. And the Gemara is Madcha, the Gemara says Loi Rav Bekahani Kara, Rav did not get the third aliyah, he actually got the first aliyah, he got Kayin. Aye, Rav wasn't a Kayin, how could he get Kayin? So the Gemara says, Ravuna Kari Bakani. We find the Ravuna got Kayin, even though he was not a Kayin. And the reason is because Ravuna was a Talmud Chacham, a Galul Hadar, so there's an need to be Mechabed him, to give him Kayin before a Kayin. So who then Rav? Rav was the Galul Hadar, and therefore they gave him Kayin, even though he's not a Kayin. And that's why Rav did not make a bracha afterwards, because he got the first aliyah. So it's Mavur from the Gemara Chiddush that even though normally we say that Kayin, the first aliyah goes to the Kayin, but B'makom HaTalmud Chacham, Gadol Hadar, the halacha is that you give it to the Talmud Chacham over the Kayin in order to be Mechabed, the Talmud Chacham, to show Kavod Atar. Now there's a well-known Gemara in the Darim and in B'Metzia where the Gemara says, the Gemara asks a question on Ma'av of the Haaretz, what is the reason for the Churban Beis HaMikdash? And the Gemara says that this is something that the Nevi'im didn't know, the Chacham didn't know, until HaKadosh Baruch himself said the answer, what is the reason for the Churban Beis HaMikdash? Amar Yehuda Maram Shel Berchu Batara Tchila. What's the reason for the Churban HaMikdash? Because they did not make a Berchus HaTara. People learned Tara without making a Bracha Lefanea. They did not make a Berchus HaTara before their learning. And because of that, Avera, which was so Chamer, that brought about the Churban Beis HaMikdash. That's all Rishon Amar Pshat in the Gemara, that it means Kipshuta, they didn't make a Berchus HaTara before they learned. The Rambam has a very mechudish shot in the Gemara over here, and the Rambam is not, it's not so common to have a pirish from the Rambam on a Gemara in the sugya where Lahadia deals with pshat in the Gemara, but this over here, the Shita Mekubatzis and Bab Metzia Daf Pehem and Beis, brings down a pshat in the Gemara from the Rambam, and the Rambam is masbir like this. The Rambam says, "What does it mean shel bircha batar tchila?" This has nothing to do with not making a berchus atar before they learned. About it, they made a berchus atar before they learned. This is not what the Gemara means. But he's masbir that Gemara over there. I'll pee our Gemara over here in Megillah. He says it's mavur in this Gemara Megillah that even though normally we give the first aliyah to a kain, but b'makom haTalmud Chacham is supposed to give it to the Talmud Chacham to show kavod atar. And he says what happened over there was that you had Talmud Chachamim, and he should have gotten the first aliyah, but instead they gave it to a kain who is Nama Aretz or somebody who was in a lower madrega. And by doing that, by not giving the first aliyah to Talmud Chacham, liyosha miyutu kavod atayra, they're memat kavod atayra, ben ein karen tchila batayra, lekar acher pachas men laku rubim shein tar yaitzim ibinayim. That's why they got this this einish over here. So it's like the Rambam, what does it mean shel bercha batayra tchila? It does not mean they didn't make a berchus atayra before they learned. It's referring to the aliyahs. The first aliyah should be going to the Talmud Chacham, to the Gadol Hadar, and instead they gave it to the Am Aretz, to a kain who is an Am Aretz instead of the Talmud Chacham, and by not giving it to the Talmud Chacham, that was the reason for Churban HaMikdash. Shel Bercha Batar Tchila means that they didn't give the Bracha Batar Tchila, they didn't give the first Bracha, the Tara, the first Aliyah to the Talmud Chacham. Instead, they gave it to a kain Am Aretz, and that was a tremendous Bizayin HaTara, and that was the reason for the Churban Beis HaMikdash. That's how he learns from Shat in the Gemara over there, and then the Rambam brings a Raya, he says, Umimashe Yesayas Apir Shazeh, Hu Hiyais Baal HaMaimah. It's like the Rambam, the Raya is, because who was the man who said Shal Berch Batar Tchila was reason for Churban HaMikdash? It was Rav. Amr Vidam Rav, and Rav is the one we see in our sugya. He took the Aliyah of Kain, and even in front of Shmuel. So you see that Rav held that a Talmud Chacham gets a Saliyah before a Kain, Al Tzkavad HaTara, and therefore Lishitasa, he said that that could be the reason for the Churban Beis HaMikdash, Shal Berch Batar Tchila, because they didn't show this Kavad HaTamin Chachamim by not giving the first aliyah to a Talmud Chacham, b'makom meikarin ha'aretz. That's how the Rambam says pshat in the Gemara over there, and the Shita ends off. Rambam b'tshuva she'lo mu'atek milashon Arabi. This is a tshuva from the Rambam that he copied from Arabic. This is the Rambam's mechudesh dikum pshat in the Gemara over there. And I was thinking that perhaps if you this pshat of the Rambam, you can be miyashiv a shtarka kashiv the Shagas Aryeh. The Shagas Aryeh in Simon Chav Dalet is talking about the din of Berchus HaTorah, whether it's a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan. So it's a dua that the Shitas HaRamban and Sefer HaMitzvos is. The Birch Satara is a chi of the Raisa to make a bracha al Tara, but from the Rambam, it's mashma the Brichas Torah is not the Raisa, it's only the Rabbanon. And the Shagasari has a bunch of caches on the Rambam, a bunch of Raya's, the Brichas Torah is the Raisa. And one of the Raya's that he brings, B'Soif Dvarav, is mamash from this Gemara. He says, the Gemara says, why was Beis Mikdash destroyed? Shal Bercha Batari Tchila, because they didn't make a Brichas Torah. So in fact, the Shagasari, he says, if the Brichas Torah is only the Rabbanon, it's not mistaber for being Mevatel, then the Rabbanon, they would get such an Einish Chamer of Churban Beis HaMikdash. So if not making a Birch Zatar was the reason for Churban HaMikdash, that's a Raya that it's Daraisa. He says, Mikamakim near me, the ancient God of Kokach, the Dabas of the Arts, Shmaminat Birch Zatar, having Minatara, Dimi Darabanan, the Hayu Uyam Anish God of Kokach. It's not Mistaber that for being Mavato Din Darabanan, they get such a harsh Anish of Churban HaMikdash. Therefore, that's why the Birch Zatar is Daraisa. So Shaila is, what does the Ram do with this? It's a Shtaka Kasha and the Ram. And the Ram holds Birch Zatar is Darabanan. How could that be the reason for Churban HaMikdash? So I think that you could say, Lefidus Rambam over here in the Shita brings down about Metzia, that maybe the Rambam is going to Shitasei. The Rambam the Shitasei held that when the Gemara says Shal Bircha Batari Tchila, that doesn't mean, it's not referring to our Bircha Satar that we make every morning before we learn. That has nothing to do with that. That wasn't the reason for the Churban. It means that they were referring to the first Aliyah during laning should be going to the Tam Chacham and not the Kain to show Kavod Atara. And they didn't do that. Shal Bircha Batari Tchila means they gave it to the Kain Amaretz instead of the Tam Chacham. And that was a terrible display of a bizayin atayra, is a lack of kavod atayra, and because of that, chomer degechet of being mevazel atayra, not being mechaber atam chacham, that was the reason for churban haaretz. That's what the Ram himself says over there, and Tashita quotes from him, that because they're mevazel atayra, that brought about the churban, and therefore the Ram l'shita says it's not shver. Lo'ilam, you could say brich atayra is only derabbanan, but that's not what the Gemara is referring to when it says Oma Avdar Shal Berchah B'Tayr Tchila. It's not referring to our brich atayra that we make on our learning, it's referring to this din that you have to be makdim a Tam Chacham before Kain Am Ha'aretz, and they didn't do that. Nimela, that could be the pshat, why it was of the Aretz and Shal Bercha B'Tayr B'Tchila, and that's all based on our Gemara over here, that we see the Rav was Kari B'Kahani, even though he was not a Kain.